You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hi, I'm Chip, and welcome to 2-Minute Time Lord podcast number 293 for the 29th of January. Ever since the Weeping Angels two-parter, when an apparent costume continuity error turned out to be a timey-wimey link to the series finale, the hunt for clues and secrets within Stephen Moffat's Doctor Who can take on an air of obsession. Stephen Moffat has a long game, hardcore fans tell each other, sometimes sounding like conspiracy theorists. But then there's poor Tom from the Doctor Who podcast, dismissed as a crank over the Doctor's reappearing coat, and voila, he's a genius. I've talked a lot about Chekhov's gun, the rule of drama claiming that if you're going to hang a rifle on the wall in Act 1, you'd better have it fire by Act 3. Since Series 5, we've been trained to look for Chekhov's gun everywhere. And that places a gigantic burden on Moffat and his scriptwriters and directors, because every continuity error and every wayward effect has the potential to be argued over. Is it a clue? Is it a red herring? What does it mean? Which brings me back to the snowmen and the mystery of the dingy TARDIS. It was noticed that just before the Doctor welcomed Clara inside, the TARDIS exterior looked far more beaten up and unloved than in the scenes before and since. Perhaps it's a different TARDIS, from a different point in the time stream. Or not. I hesitate to make another statement about bad CGI, as it looks I may have been wrong in the last podcast about the spinning parts of the time rotor in the TARDIS set interior, and that they may not have been computer-generated at all. I still don't like them. But I think, unlike most of the other scenes in The Snowmen, that was a mostly CGI TARDIS that they walked into to facilitate that epic following shot from the outside in. Now, Occam's razor is the philosophical statement that simpler explanations, everything else being equal, are better than complex ones. Occam's razor has taken a beating in Moffat's Doctor Who. Even now, I pause, because if I say there's no conspiracy to the dingy TARDIS, that it's just CGI, then Moffat will laughingly reveal that this was a second TARDIS from the 50th anniversary special and that the 11th Doctor switched places with his Gengar duplicate from the Almost People. But you know, that's one of the beauties of Doctor Who these days. In real life, dismissing Occam's razor and swimming in conspiracy theories is of questionable health. In drama, constant guessing makes for an involved audience that'll tune in next week. Even when there's no way that the TARDIS is really different, there, I said it, the fact that its appearance gives us pause means that Stephen Moffat still has his writerly claws into us. The moment when we stop guessing, that's when it's time for a new showrunner. And that is 2MTL 293. More episodes are at twominutetimelord.com. And follow me on social media at numeral 2MinuteTimeLord. Galley is coming up, and I'll have a few words to say about Galley in the next podcast, and a few words to say at Galley at Radio Free Scaro, the Ambassadors of Death, the live show that opens up the Friday at noon. I hope to see you there.